The relatively low elevation that still supports a huge glacier system is also one of the unique aspects of the Olympic Mountains.
It is, yeah. Lowest glaciers, anywhere in North America.
Anywhere.
The
continental U.S.
Continental U.S., yes. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. 8,000, our highest mountain here, Olympic Mountain.
Yeah, barely. Not even.
Right.
Not even, yeah. Foothills for the Rockies.
So what does that mean exactly? First of all, the fact it reflects the very rugged nature of these mountains. It also made it very impossible to turn it into a suburb or anything like that.
Yeah, that was the big thing. Isolation. The isolation has all this great ecological significance, where the Landbridge Island, the island ecosystem, led to diversity. On the other hand, the isolation from the mainland during the boom years of the 19th century really saved this place from going under to railroads, to mining, to vast clear-cut logging. Kept it far enough away and hard enough to get to that only the edges were pretty seriously nibbled at. But the question of glaciers, it's the latitude, the height of the mountains, but mostly that North Pacific moisture coming in that would raise up when it hit the Olympics, fall as snow, and just the prodigious amounts, 240 inches moisture per year on Mount Olympus, well over 200 inches on the Bailey Range, that the sheer mass of that snow would compress into glaciers and start moving down, pushing down the mountainsides.
And create corn snow? Is that the phrase for it? How a glacier begins to get created with these like little granules?
Yeah. That whole process of ice, snow compacting, melting, refreezing under pressure. It's very similar to how sedimentary rocks are formed on a much quicker pace.
Yeah. You say the peninsula is home to some of the most sophisticated native cultures north of Mexico.
Indeed.
What's an example of that?
Well, let's take the Macaw people who, as you know, just in the past couple of decades, reclaimed their traditional right to whaling. Complex cultures with incredible natural knowledge of their environments. The whaling culture's technology was incredible. Going out tens of miles to the open ocean, hunting, gray whales with technologies that basically they made out of the woods around them. How do you do that?
A highly advanced spiritual technology as well.
Oh yeah.
Whereas
yeah,
they're not just using radar and everything to find out where the whales are, but they're doing rituals so that they can make a contract with a whale who gives up their life so that they can sustain theirs.
Yeah, there was a state of consciousness seemed to be a very, very important part of all hunting. And that carried through with salmon fishing, in the rivers, with land mammal hunting. Might have been Paul Shepard, might have been Gary Snyder, speculated that the origins of meditation may have come from hunting concentration.
Fantastic.
Stilling one's mind to not spook the prey.
Right. The geology of this place, the crescent formation, would also be an important piece to discuss, as well as walking the Hurricane Ridge Fault and how there's a collision of two different aspects of it. The science of it.
Yeah. To me, the interesting thing about the Olympics is they're so young and fresh. I mean, it's the Earth newly made. We have these coastal, the ocean bottom sediments that washed off the North American plate, 50, 60 million years ago, formed pretty young rocks, and then were scraped back up onto the continental edge by the subducting ocean bottom plate. Somewhere during that process, there was a large rent in the ocean and continental plate and upwelled a huge amount of the Earth's mantle as basalt. That became the crescent formation that forms a basalt mountain chain that swings from southern Vancouver Island down into central Oregon and on the Olympic Peninsula, as all these mountains were being shoved up onto the, all the sediment rocks were being shoved up onto the edge of the continent, that crescent basalt formation tucked in between Vancouver Island and the mainland to kind of form the C-shaped ring of steep basalt peaks that circle the northern, eastern, and swing through the southern edge of the Olympic Peninsula. So as you look for, from Seattle area over here, most of those mountains you see are the basalts.
So looking out this window here, your kitchen table,
yeah.
Can you describe what we're talking about here?
Yeah, so over to the west is Mount Angeles. That's a hard basalt peak, jumps up 6,500 feet within 10 miles of Port Angeles Harbor. That's tremendous amount of relief in a short area. That basalt range swings around this way. So as you look over here and see Tyler Peak, the head of Gray Wolf Ridge, that's a basalt peak. We were up a little higher on the ridge yesterday looking into Royal Basin. There was the inner basalt ring of the Needles.
Right. That's what you were pointing out yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And then that crescent formation takes a swing down the east side of the canal. And all of those peaks, Mount Constance, the Brothers, Warrior, Cloudy Peak, Mount Elmer, Mount Washington, swinging down into the Southern Olympics, that line, that picket fence range of mountains are all part of that basalt formation. Those sea bottom lavas tilted up on edge, sometimes doubling up on one another and shoved up into the oncoming weather to form the Eastern Olympics.
Yeah,
it's what makes the river valleys here, the Gray Wolf, the Dungeness, where we were yesterday, the Quilcene, the Dozy Wallop, Stuckabush, Hamahama, steep, short, flashing rivers, unlike the big, broad river valleys out on the west side, the Ho, the Queets, the Quinault, carved into more weaker sedimentary rocks, and then excavated heavily by the glaciers on that side.
Right.